Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Paul, how you doing? Are you all right?
How are you, Dave? How's it going?
It's going very well indeed. Paul Whittington is here from the Indo to talk movies. I always say big screen, but we're talking Amazon Prime, Netflix and other stuff, aren't we? So tell me about it. What's happening?
Yeah, we're talking two films that would have been on the big screen because, well, certainly One Night in Miami would have been because it's being talked about in terms of the awards. And It's Regina King, the actress who people will know, who I think won an Oscar herself a few years ago. It's her directorial debut, and it's basically imagines what happened at a meeting between four friends in Miami in 1964, the night that Cassius Clay, as he then was, won the world heavyweight championship for the first time at 22 by beating Sonny Liston, controversially, as some people will remember. And it's about it's true that him and his friends, Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, Jim Brown, the great American football running back, and
Sam Cooke, the King of Soul.
Sam Cooke, the King of Soul, exactly. Oh, yeah, right. And Jim Brown and Malcolm X, that they met on that night, that they were friends, that they went for ice cream. Nobody knows what happened. This is based on a play, and it's very watchable.
Just a matter of interest, when you say Malcolm X, wasn't he the Nation of Islam? And the Cassius Clay, he wasn't. Did he get into whatever he got into afterwards as Muhammad Ali because of Malcolm X?
I don't
know why I asked that question. I'm getting in your way. Go on.
No, you're absolutely right. He did, Dave. Malcolm X had a huge influence on him, a very charismatic person, and he guided him towards the Muslim faith to begin with. And then into the Nation of Islam, although by that time he had left, and obviously he was shot as well. He was killed, he was assassinated. But there's the push and pull, really, for all these in different ways successful black men. Malcolm X is played by Kingsley Benadire, is very good. Cassius Clay, Al Gore, Jim Brown, Aldous Hodge, and Leslie Odom Jr. plays Sam Cooke. And they're very good, and their conversations are interesting. I mean, it feels a bit sort of stage-bound sometimes, but that's inevitable with a play. But basically, they're all trying to justify the different ways in which they're fighting for the cause. Malcolm X is a real sort of, you know, he's like the Robespierre of the operation. Like, he thinks everything should be done in a certain way and is rather humorless, and the others just want to have fun. And he has a go at Sam Cooke at one point. But Sam Cooke, as you know better than me, Dave, like, he was an incredible, like, he blazed a trail for black artists because he wrote his own music, he produced it, he became a very successful businessman before he too sadly was shot, both within a year of this meeting, him and Malcolm X. So it's kind of about the different ways they cope with what they're up against. And she has said, Regina King, that during this, all that stuff kicked off last summer, racism is the gift that keeps on giving in America, and the actors really responded to that, and it made it feel very urgent. So the acting is very good, a little bit stage bound, but it's very, very interesting and watchable. It's on Amazon Prime Video from yesterday, I think.
Okay, so One Night in Miami, and it's not too staged that you can't enjoy it as a movie?
Oh, no, it's not. And I think the acting is very good, and just the sense you get of what it was like for African Americans at that particular time. There's a brilliant bit when Jim goes back to the Georgia island he was from, and this local white grandee kind of offers him lemonade on the porch. And when he says, offers to help move a sofa inside, the guy just turned around, very avuncular guy, and says, Jim, you know we don't allow the N-word in the house. That's what they were dealing with. And in the kind of America they were dealing with, in many ways, has never gone away.
And I presume, script-wise and all the rest, it's totally made up, is it? Like, reimagined from a meeting they might have had, is that it?
Oh, yeah, no. What the playwright did and what the film does is just take what we know about the different characters. You know what I mean? At one point, Ali looks in the mirror and says, you know, damn, why am I so pretty? Which is the kind of stuff he came out with.
Myself and Cassius Clay do have something in common.
Exactly, Dave. You look into the mirror and admire yourselves endlessly. Yeah, it's imagined, but it's quite plausible. Like, they could have had this argument, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so that's that one there, and you would definitely say, yeah, well worth a look. It's called One Night in Miami, and it's on Amazon Prime. What's the next one?
Pieces of a Woman.
Yes, I've seen this.
You've seen it. Our friend Vanessa Kirby from The Crown. What did you think of this?
Well, I thought she was fantastic. She was unbelievable. The first half hour will blow your head off, I can tell you. Mother of God.
Yeah.
Well, and Ellen Burstyn plays the mother. She won an Oscar for Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore back in the 70s as Best Actress. We'll be talking to her on the programme next week. Anyway, give us Pieces of a Woman.
I think Ellen Burstyn's a great legend. She's a great actress. Yeah. So that'll be a very interesting conversation. Well, basically, it's a very tough subject, and the film is hard to watch as a consequence. And Vanessa Kirby and Shia LaBeouf are this character in New York who are preparing for the birth of their first child. She wants to have it at home, you know, which a lot of people do, but it goes wrong and the baby dies. And in the aftermath, her mother, who is a tough nut, who survived the death camps and so on, Ellen Burstyn plays her. She wants to go after the midwife.
Well, yeah, but she also doesn't like the son-in-law.
She's also gunning for the son-in-law. She doesn't approve. Shia LaBeouf, thinks she married down with the son-in-law. And in a way, she's right, actually. But so there's a terrible dynamic between the three of them. And meanwhile, this legal process happens involving the midwife, whose fault it may not even been.
Yeah.
And that is the drama. I think it gets a bit sort of lost sometimes. It's a bit sort of...
Yeah.
Up itself, and I think the character played by Sarah Snook, the shyster lawyer, who, if Sarah Snook from
you know what,
Succession, that we love, her character's thrown away, I think, and it's a pity because she's a good actor. But I think you're right, Vanessa Kirby is incredible, and so is Ellen Burstyn, and their dynamic is the interesting one, and that's kind of the full circle.
Pieces of a Woman is what it's called. It's on Netflix at the moment, and we'll be talking to Ellen Burstyn on the program next week. And what do you call her, Vanessa Kirby? I mean, look, are we talking Oscars again here? Yeah.
Well, I would say so. I mean, as you know, the problem with things like that, and obviously the Oscars have been delayed and everything, but the thing that this is, it's if the film has momentum, the person gets nominated, which I think is bizarre. Like, it should be the performance, but I would certainly think that she may get nominated. Yeah, I think that Frances McDormand is the runaway favorite again this year. I saw Nomadland
in the America we
amazing.
Know today,
so,
indeed.
Yeah.
I was going to say Vanessa Kirby was. I always get mixed up with who's who in the royal family. She was Princess Anne, was she? Whatever, one of them in The Crown.
She was Princess Margaret. Crazy Princess
Margaret.
I'll never
get those names right. She was brilliant as Princess Margaret, by the way.
She was very good.
Okay, yeah. Pieces of a Woman it is, and it's on Netflix at the moment. Anything else?
Yes, a very good documentary on IFI at Home from yesterday called MLK FBI. And it's basically the records of the surveillance. It's amazing that they keep these things, but the records of the surveillance of the FBI surveillance of Martin Luther King were released a few years ago, and this documentary can now talk definitively about what the lunatic J. Edgar Hoover was up to. Apart from taking such a dim view of communism, he had this fear of the rise of civil rights and of the rise of what he called a Negro Messiah, charming expression. And obviously Martin Luther King fitted the bill. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he gained prominence through this nonviolent civil rights campaign, which was so successful and so intelligent and dignified, Hoover had his boys, had his clean cut boys surveying him. He was hoping for links with communism because there were vague links, but instead he found what he thought was much more interesting stuff, which was details of King's extramarital affairs. So they bugged his hotel rooms and they tried to blackmail him with, and it's all about that. It's a fascinating documentary.
Okay, well, One Night in Miami is the first one, Pieces of a Woman is the second one, and MLK / FBI is the third one. Anything else, Paul?
Well, there is on iTunes and Apple. If you like animation, there's a film called Away, which is an amazing film, which one guy, a Latvian animator called Egrits. Actually, Dave, if you're going to watch a Latvian animation this year, this is the one for you.
It's only the second week of January. There's a lot more to go.
but a better one won't come along. He spent 4 years making this on his own, and it's amazing, and it's very surreal. And he wrote the music and everything. It's about this sort of boy who parachutes onto an island, and it's kind of trippy, but it's very good, I thought. Away.
Trippy. On that note, Paul, thanks a million.
Thanks, Dave.
Paul Whittington from the Indo. Good morning yourself, Paul. Take it easy. Thanks.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.